are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
We always are. There's nothing that beats us
anymore.
You
know what? We were doing a Monty Python sketch before this. Can we not watch Monty Python at 2 a.m.? Can anyone do it?
Well,
I have all of them on DVD.
I have all the DVDs too. And clearly you do, because he was doing the whole
Dead Parrot sketch
just now from memory. It's great.
DVD.
Can't remember what I do for a living, but I can remember the Dead Parrot sketch word for word.
I know I have all the DVDs, but I don't have a working DVD player anymore. Who has those?
He's paying in for the sale. Free to a good home.
PlayStation will play him.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Okay, I just want to say you guys promised to untie me if I tasted these and drank that last one in a special glass.
Not until you pine for the fjords, Brent. Not until you pine for the fjords.
We'll see how you do after this show.
And good old boy, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Brent, dark, damp, and wasted is no way to go through life.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here as always.
And good old boy, Arm.
I actually mean it when I say I'm happy to be here.
You know what? You know
what?
This
time. This time.
I never look happy.
I never look happy.
Yeah.
I'm still hurting from the Ardbeg day.
Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Castle's Curse 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Lockley R. Barley single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Mortlach 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 16-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. From Ben Romach, we have the single malt whiskey Polish Oak single cast 768. From Ben Riach, we have the Ben Riach the 40 single malt scotch whiskey, and the one we brought in special for Brent, Smokehead Tequila Cast Terminado.
Hoo-ah.
Terminado is a Latin word meaning it will kill Brent.
I like it.
It's like kryptonite. We put it closer to him, and you notice his powers get weaker.
I have a special glass to drink out of. It covers your entire nose, and then you get a drink out of the bottom.
Who looks out for you?
I know. You guys always care for me.
That is hand.
You did promise to untie me if I did drink out of it.
Hand-blown glass. I mean, come on.
But we didn't say when.
We're not joking about the hand-blown glass. They sent us a special glass that you've put your whole face in. It's crazy.
Well, the scary thing is we just tied him down to get him drink to scotch, but Harm's over here with his gimp mask, and I don't know what he's doing.
Well, the glass looks like a gimp mask. I thought it was just fitting in.
Yeah, okay. That's a little creepy. Well, let's go to our sips ratings, and we'll have Justin do those for us.
So John Lovitz did a character, Master Thespian, on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s.
I was acting, so was I.
So he's going to do the sips ratings today. One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That sounded like Boris Karloff.
Water.
That was Boris Karloff.
Bring water.
That's Clayface from Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That again. Sounds like drunk Santa.
Again, I'm getting...
That's drunk Santa.
I'm getting Boris Karloff.
Five sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting choice to go down on there. I like that. Acting.
Bob, rescue us from those ratings and tell us about our first choice.
Kind of speechless at this point. Well, all right. Our first whiskey is going to be Castle's Curse. It's a 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. It's from the Orphan Barrel series from Diageo. So after many years of acquisitions in the whiskey business, the international beverage giant Diageo found themselves with quite a collection in their warehouses of aging whiskeys from various sources. Realizing they needed to do something with all this different whiskey, they created the Orphan Barrel Project in 2014. Castle's Curse is a 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, which is aged in European oak casks from the Teaneck Distillery. Founded in 1817, Teaneck was located in the highlands of Scotland, overlooking the shores of the Cromarty Firth. The label pays homage to the legend of the Scottish Kelpie, a supernatural, shape-shifting aquatic spirit or water horse that symbolizes both summoning water and Scotland's rich heritage and history of cultivating the land for barley. So, on the color, it's a nice burnished bronze.
This is like so light. Burnished bronze.
This is amber. That's amber, sir.
It's got a nice rim to it.
But we're not doing we don't have cameras. It's radio. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
No cameras. There are no cameras in radio,
on
sir.
On the nose, I get white flowers, citrus, almost a cotton candy-like sweetness to it. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, it's got a lovely sweetness to it, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of malt, a little bit of stone fruit, and a little bit and more of those white flowers. Yeah, it's very pretty. What did you think, Arm?
I'm not getting the flowers, but it could be because I'm a little bit congested today. I'm getting poached pears.
Yeah, and, definitely pears.
Yeah, pears.
And like pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the dried flowers there. Just give me a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tons of vanilla on the palate. That pastry comes back. I think the flower is more on the nose than you got that you got.
Yeah, it's more on the nose.
There's some fruit there. I'm not sure what it is. Medium long finish. Quite good. Honey and pastries.
No.
Brent says no.
No, because I got mint and apples on the palate that doesn't go together.
I don't get mint.
It doesn't go together. It just doesn't.
And it's not quite apple for me either.
Yeah, I mean I got the pears on, and I get that pastry note, but this apple and mint thing just doesn't go well with me together. They just don't.
You've never had apple pie a la mode with a sprig of mint?
No.
You've been sorely deprived.
His parents didn't like him.
I know that. It just didn't. It's just. This one, I mean, it just wasn't working for me. Justin?
If you took all the desserts in the IKEA cafeteria and put them together, this would be the nose.
That's a very specific nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, but that's what it
so
is.
So it tastes
like... the last time you went to IKEA?
It tastes like donuts and Swedish meatballs?
Nice.
Okay, that's
the
weird.
The desserts.
Add the ginger cookies and their weird chocolate... unpronounceable Swedish cookies.
You guys don't get the mint, huh?
Put it all together, and there it is.
Wow, it just pops on me. That's what pops the most.
There's a weird note on the palate. Like, I get, like, vanilla, and I get some, like, confectioner's sugar, And then something weird hits me and goes away. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's pleasant. It's light. It's middle of the road. It's not going to evoke a lot of big emotions in one way or the other. But it's very pleasant. It's very well made. It's easy drinking. There's nothing harsh. It's just, I thought it was delicious. I mean, would I go out and run around and try to find it? No, but if somebody poured it over, absolutely. I wouldn't pour it out. I'd drink every drop of it.
If you were, you know, shopping at IKEA for some furniture and in the middle of your journey, this was there. It's like, okay.
Well, that's what happened to him. His parents dropped him off at that little childcare place in IKEA and they never came back.
Oh, yeah.
He was raised in an IKEA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maury's last name is Skjordborcht. And you can put Maury together with one Allen wrench.
And four broken glasses.
Yeah. And he fits in the trunk of your car.
If you hire the TaskRabbit to install your furniture, you have a 1 in 300 million chance of getting Maury to put your furniture together.
Oh, that's right.
And if you get him, he's going to do a really good job.
That's right.
We're going to give the Castle's Curse 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Let's see. Our next whiskey is Lochley, our barley single malt whiskey, 46% ABV or 92 proof.
Oh, my.
Rooted in Scottish history, Robert Burns called Lochley his home throughout the formative years from 1777 until his father's death in 1784. By day, Burns worked hard on the farm, and in the evening, he enjoyed the company of his friends debating at the Bachelor's Club in nearby Tarbolton. Lochley was a cattle farm when it was acquired by their current owners in 2006. Extending some 222 acres, barley had historically been grown on the farm and largely as livestock feed. But in 2015, they embarked on a new experiment, growing 50 acres of malting barley. This led to the idea of developing and operating a single malt distillery at Lochley. Construction got way under 2017, converting a former piggery and barn into the distillery, and repurposing the cattle sheds into bonded warehouses. After securing their license, the distillery began production in 2018, and then they have been growing their barley, and the distillery team has been skillfully, patiently making spirit. This expression is aged in a combination of first-fill bourbon, Oloroso sherry, STR casks, and is non-chill filtered with no added coloring. And we're about to go into commercial, so should I start talking about it?
Yeah,
well, sure. Why not? The color is a very light straw, and we'll be back.
He screwed around too long.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back and off the air. Justin, you had a question?
So I know what STP is, but what's STR, Bob?
Stinky toilet paper?
Mm.
Yep.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots, sir. Come on.
Not a decade.
STR is a technique that was pretty much pioneered by the late Dr. Jim Swan, which is shaved toast and rechar. So they take used barrels, they put them on a machine that is basically like an inside lathe. So what happens is it spins around on the inside, takes off probably about half an inch maybe, takes out the char and takes out a layer of the wood underneath the char, shaves them clean. Then they retoast and rechar the barrel so that they can reuse it. So what it does is it allows you to extend the life of that barrel, because the wood that's tired is really the wood that's closer to the surface. So that's what it is.
Cool.
So refresh barrels, a la Jim Swan, the shave tips, recharging. A lot of people use that technique these days.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said the color was straw. The nose, it's really warm, like hay. Warm hay, a little bit of like pears and fruit roll-ups. It's kind of weird, but without the acidity from the fruit roll-up. More like a warm orange marmalade coming out. And I don't really love the nose. It's kind of weird. And
the nose is the best part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the palate better. I'm about to get to it. And to me, it was like pears and bread and macadamia nuts. Let me try it again. Mm. Yeah. Beautiful poached pears. A little bit of honey, rye, and there's nuttiness there that's really gorgeous. I think I like the palate better than the nose. You like the nose better than the palate.
And I'm coming to like the palate a little bit more. That sweetness, and I can add a little bit of water. You know, it kind of softened it a little bit. Took away some of those, like initially I had some like sharper notes that I didn't care for it as much. And now those have been toned down by some water. I'm liking it more now than I initially did.
And I think it's got a nice long finish with a lot of honey on it. Justin, yeah. What do you think?
So I thought that it was like a classic Scotch nose profile. And on the palate, just like a really nice basic Scotch with
Scotch,
a
right?
little bit of, you know, a little bit of very, like body and heat on the end, but yeah. Like subtle.
The air, needed the air and water for me, which I didn't have when I tried it the first time. And so, you know, the air, the water, all coming into it kind of all improved it for me.
Imagine Brent trying to speed through a Scotch tasting.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean speed through it?
You went right through. You're like,
no. I went through them all. Yes, I like this one. No, I don't like this one.
3.5 minutes, he's done, and he's tapping his butt.
That's good. We got curses from you and Brent and Maury today. Maury, what do you think?
Wake up. Maury. Wake up, Maury. No.
Maury loves it. Okay. All right, next.
Next. Good Lord. What are we going to rate this one?
It's down there going to sleep on me. I love the pears on the nose on this. And it is. It does have like a warm grass note to it. I mean, that's in their tasting notes, but it's absolutely there.
No, to me, it's hay. It's not like...
Oh, it's not hay. No, no way.
Not hay?
No.
It's more hay than grass. I agree with Norm.
No.
Mm. You think that's freshly cut warm grass?
It's not hay.
That's Sauvignon Blanc.
I used to live on hay fields up in Minnesota, and this is not hay.
What is it?
It's more towards the warm grass than it is hay.
Well, would the
hay fields are so unique. Hay fields are so unique when you're cutting them and stuff. This is not anywhere near hay.
Okay.
It's like the weeds you cut.
All right, farm boy, you tell me what's up.
Yeah.
With water, I got a lot of the orange came out.
Yeah, the orange is good with the water.
The water, like just a little, couple drops of water, really like softened it.
It woke the spirit up too. It's a really great show. I got more pears, but the orange came out with the water.
Yeah, great. I get with the water. I still get the pears. It's like poached pears and syrup. Well,
you know,
it's got that macadamia nut.
They have a tasting note here, cream soda.
The oiliness on the palate.
Of cream soda.
I don't get that at all.
It's not like a cream soda. It's like, it's, yeah.
I don't pay attention to other people's tasting notes.
Right, no, but I'm just saying that they have it there, but it's like you look for it, and it's not a cream soda, but it's kind of like a...
Maybe it's a European cream soda.
I think that that orange note that you're coming out with that you're thinking is what they consider as a cream soda.
Maybe cream soda is different in Europe. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're going to be giving the Luckily R Barley Single Malt Scotch Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So we're going to talk about Mortlach, which was the original name of the village now known as Dufton. It was also the name of a local abbey founded by St. Mulog in the 7th century. Founded by James Findlater, or Find Later, Donald McIntosh and Alex Gordon in 1823, it was the first licensed distillery in Dufton. In 1831, it was sold to John Robertson, who then sold it to A&T Gregory the next year. In 1837, the Grant brothers of Glen Grant became part owners and cannibalized the equipment at Mordlach for their use in the distillery in Roths. In 1853, George Coey became part owner and took over the sole operation. George's son, Alexander, joined in 1895, and in 1897, he increased the number of stills from 3 to 6. In 1923, the distillery was sold to John Walker and Sons, which is known for Johnny Walker, became part of the Distillers Company Limited, DCL, which became Diageo. The 2.81 distillation process created by Alexander Coey nearly 200 years ago remains unchanged to this day, known by all as the Way. Only he knew why each of the 6 stills has a different shape, why the copper pipes are tangled in such a fashion for cutting and recutting the spirit. The wash, from clear wort and long fermentation, is split between 3 wash stills. The number 3 wash still and number 3 spirit still work in tandem as per normal. The low wine, from the wash stills 1 and 2, is split into 2 parts. The first 80% of the run is collected, as the charge for the spirit is still number 2. The remaining 20%, called weak feints, forms the charge for the spirit still number 1, known as the wee witchy.
Wee witchy.
Wee witchy. This distills the weak feints 3 times, with only the heart of the final run being collected. It all adds up to the new make spirit having been distilled 2.81 times, because 3 times would be too much.
That would make it Irish. We don't need that.
Right.
This is Scotch.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
Exactly.
The Mortlach 12-year single malt Scotch whiskey is 43.4% alcohol by volume, or 86.8 proof. This expression has been double cask matured in both European and American oak to enhance the distinctively rich and robust character that makes Mordlach whiskeys legendary. So on the nose, I got oak and another kind of wood. I got some burnt caramel and some bright berries. On the palate, I got brown sugar, dark luscious chocolate, cherry jam, and light tobacco. And the finish I thought was sweet. What did you think, Bob?
Well, I think it's got a light sandalwood note to it on the nose.
I disagree.
That's all I get is a sandalwood on the nose.
You guys don't know what sandalwood is. Sandalwood is much more fragrant than this.
No.
This is more musty.
Schmuck. Anyway.
Army's right.
Sandalwood. Like white oak, and on the palate, it's got a light sweetness to it. Little hint of like milk chocolate. Yeah, pretty dram. What'd you think, Brett?
Well, in the 7 seconds I gave to it,
You gave it a full 7 seconds?
I gave it a full 7 seconds. No, on the palate, on this, like I said, on the nose, all I got was that sandalwood. It's just a light sandalwood note. It's the only thing I can get off the palate. On the nose and on the palate, I got a little bit of just a little bit of berries to it, and a little bit of bitterness to it. It just wasn't on my radar palate wise. So,
I thought it was pleasant. I thought it was easy drinking. I mean, it didn't excite me. It didn't disappoint me. It wasn't offensive. It was just there. It was nice. It was pleasant. It was easy drinking. I agree with a lot of the comments the guys have made. I wouldn't pour it out.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed by this. And you know why? Because I've tasted Mortlach
12. Because you're a proof hound.
No, it's not because I'm a proof hound. I've had Mortlach 12. And this does not taste like normal Mortlach 12. They gave us these tiny little sample bottles. I question what we got in this bottle.
Well,
because the Mortlach 12 I've had, I have a bottle open right now at my house. This doesn't even taste like it. There is no sandalwood here. That's their tasting note.
Interesting how he has it, but he's never brought a single sample to the show. Just saying.
Have you asked for one? You've got a million whiskeys you haven't opened yet.
Were you praying, please?
Why am I bringing beach to the sand, Bob? Why am I bringing beach to the sand to the beach?
Beach to the sand.
Yeah, sand to the beach.
Why am I bringing beach to the sand?
I've been drinking, gentlemen.
I'll tell you why.
Really? Why am I going to bring sand to the beach? You've got more whiskey than I can shake a stick at.
Somebody has to find it, I guess.
All right. You know, I should bring another Mortlock. I don't like this sample of Mortlock. I think it's off. And I got some chocolate. I got some toffee. And it's okay. It's just okay.
It's funny. The Mortlock thinks you're off. I'm just saying.
There's better Mortlock out there.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Justin?
I think the Mortlock's right and that Harm is off.
Yeah, I'm with the Mortlock. I think it's
off. As much as I hate to support Harmeet.
There's no sandalwood.
I really hate supporting Harmeet. Sorry. You can edit it. You can bleep me out. Harm, I think you're spot on. You're freaking spot on, Harm. I don't know why they're picking on you today. I love picking on you, but this is not the time.
Your job.
It's not the time. You're right. It's just okay.
It's just okay.
Okay. Well, what are we going to give this one?
Well, we're going to give the Mortlock 12 three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
I spent more time on this one, people. So this is the Mortlock 16-year single malt scotch whiskey, 43.4% ABV or 86.8 proof. This single malt scotch whiskey is inspired by the iconic and rewarding first bottling of the 16-year-old released in 1992. It has been matured in only sherry casks to impart rich, fruity, and fragrant notes atop its beastly complexity synonymously with Mortlock. So
sorry,
I was getting to the nose on this one.
I write the words, but I can't make him pronounce them correctly.
No, this is why you have me, because I can't pronounce anything.
It's lay.
It's complexity. So I get a lot of fruits on the nose, and I get like brown, like dirt, like you get that dirt smell. I get that, you know, you're planting flowers in your backyard.
We like to call it earthiness.
Well, it's like if you just planted fresh flowers, you put some dirt in your backyard. That's what you smells like.
Does it smell like fertilizer to you?
No, not fertilizer. Dirt smells like dirt.
Freshly turned earth.
Yeah. So yeah, on the palate, I got
expensive potting soil.
Yeah, fruits. I got honey, a little bit of sweetness. I guess that comes from all these fruits. It's very pleasant on the palate. I actually like this one. This is a nice one. I don't think it's overly sherry. You know, the sherry cask. I don't think it's overly sherry cask.
This is balanced.
Very well balanced.
I thought it was really well balanced. Yeah, I thought this was really pleasant. It was a step up from the previous one.
Exactly. The last one I did not care
pleasant.
For.
This was just pleasant, easy drinking.
Very
delightful.
Much so.
You can definitely drink it all day long, out by the pool, in the house, by the fire. It's delicious.
Yeah, this one is very enjoyable. You know, as a bourbon drinker, this is an enjoyable Scotch whiskey.
What do you think, Justin?
I wish I had a Connecticut
shade wrappered
cigar to.
Why
drink
did I know
with
he was going to talk about a cigar?
You know, it just begs for it. You get these like subtle tobacco notes. You get these really sweet notes. Just going to balance with a light stick.
I'm not a big smoker like you, but I kind of agree. I'll do maybe one cigar every 3 months these days.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna do the one, this is a light one. Yeah. Like I wouldn't pair with a Maduro or something dark, but something light, this is great. Like
I think the fruit would be a good counterpoint to a dark cigar. No,
yeah, I mean, if you could get some like a jar of blueberries and a Connecticut wrapped cigar in this, you're gonna be in heaven. That
Bob,
was really
think?
Well done.
I think it's got a really pretty nose. There's a
I
lot
it's
of
involved in the glass. It's
a lot of sweet
better.
Fruit on this.
Yeah, it did get better. You're right, Maury. God, did I just agree with Maury?
I mean, there's pears and
you owe me, Harm. I just stone fruit you out of the basement.
And I see where he's coming at with that sort of earthiness. It definitely has an earthiness to it.
Yeah.
It's the pleasant nose.
Mm. It's pleasant.
Yeah. Mm. But it's not overly earthy or any direction. It's just very balanced.
But it's got a nice backbone to it on the palate. There's